Today is Tuesday, April 8th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Librarian Workers Day. Huh? Mel? I don't know. National Library Workers, is that different than librarians? It's also National Zoo Lovers Day. They are celebrating me because I love zoos. I love seeing animals. It's National All Is Ours Day. And last but not least, it's National Empanada Day. I do love a filled bread. But it is what it is. Filled anything. Filled. I love eating filled pasta, filled bread, filled whatever you want, pastry. Trying to make a joke there, but I couldn't pull it out. All right, so Mel, I am a librarian, says, you are correct. I am not a school librarian. However, this week is National Library Week, so I'm celebrating that. Well, Mel, looks like it's National Librarian something. National Library Worker Day. So, there is that. Well, go out and celebrate and have some fun and read a book, Mel. That will be wonderful. All right, let's just look and see if we have any phone call, because we did have a message. So, who knows? We might have a phone call. We do not. All right, well, let's move on. We did have a weekend, and I only got to Sunday night and then didn't get anything else done. So, first of all, most of what I worked on the weekend was around the ham map. And I am pleased to say that on the ham map, you now, when you go to add yourself and you click on the profile image, if you want to set a profile image, if you click on choose file, I'm just doing it right now. I can go in there, I can pick a file, and I can open that, and then I can rotate it. Now, you're going to think to yourself, self, I can crop. Look, there's a grid there. Some images are croppable and some images are not, because I think there's something wrong with the math. So it is what it is. But anyway, you can't crop everything. The cropping is hit or miss at the moment. But the main thing that people were needing to do is rotate. And if you click on the little rotate button, you can rotate it. You can crop and save. Well, rotate and save. And then it will actually save it with the rotation. And you can see the rotation when you open the file. So you'll know what the actual rotation is on the file. So that's just a little something that you can do. So I will crop and save that. And then, so fix that. It also works on edit. So Chris, I'm going to go, I did not fix yours because I think you might have saved, I don't know, maybe you didn't save your token, so maybe I need to fix this for you. But Chris, you can go, if you either have logged, if you logged in when you added yourself, and you log in again, and then you change it, you'll be able to do it. Or if you have your token, you can do it. If not, you can let me know, and I will go in and fix it for you. Like Chris's image, I can actually crop. So I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. I think it has to do with the size of the image. If the image is too big, there's something wrong with the math, I think. But regardless, you can crop, you can rotate, and then you can save it, and it will actually save it. I'm sure there's going to be something, some defects that somebody find. I'm still doing testing, but I did, as I said, I'm trying to fail fast on this project. So any failure is good because I did it fast. And I rolled it to production. I did some preliminary testing, but I rolled it to production because I wanted people to be able to use it. So you can go in, and if your image is rotated funny, you can actually rotate your image now and save it. Also, Someone had discussed wanting a list view. There's a button now under the map for list view. And you can click that button. You'll get a list view of whatever map that you're on at the time. And there's a search bar at the top, so you can search for someone. You can search for their name, or you can search for the listener type. So if I wanted to find all the lurkers on Big Fatty's map, no problem. Just go to the list view, click in the search box, type lurker, and then boom. Now, there is one guy who named himself Lurker, so that also comes up. But anyway, and then you can view them on the map. And that is it. That is my demo. Thank you. That is my product manager moment, folks. So, I worked on that, and there's more stuff coming on it. And I need to move on to some other projects. So it's getting close to a point where I'm going to be able to move on to some other projects and leave it where it is. I think I can add a map for the mix now. So maybe we'll have three maps. And then I've got to move into my cruiseducks.com and start building that for real. Because I have a design, or a sample design anyway, and I have some code mocking up that design. And now I need to wire it all up and add Shopify so I have a shop and do all of that. And I reached out over the weekend to someone on Fiverr to do 3D modeling for me, because I'm going to send them photos of the duck, design that I want to do, and then have them model it for me. And then I'll be able to print it out. So I'm going to do that. And I haven't committed yet because the price I'm unsure of. So I was going to look and see what some of the other prices were, because the price that this girl quoted me was more than the prices on her actual Fiverr ad. So I don't know if it's because mine is more complicated than what she's. So I need to do a little bit more investigation there and make sure I'm not getting scammed or something. But I am going to pay for the 3D model. I thought about paying for the website design, like the website itself. But I think I can do it. It depends. I'm going to give it a couple of weeks, see if I can get something thrown together that looks halfway decent. And if I can't, then I might hire that out as well. But I'd only want to devote a certain amount of money to this. I am going to treat this as a real, unlike other side hustles, I'm going to treat this as a real side hustle. I've even thinking about Pride 48 doesn't really need to have a company at the moment. So I'm thinking about using the Pride 48, just renaming the Pride 48 company, because it's in my name, to something else and having all that legal cover. I mean, I guess I could just but I don't want to do that. I don't want to mix it with. So I'm either going to open up another LLC or something of that nature. I'm not sure yet, but I have an LLC just laying around, not doing anything at the moment. And so I wouldn't have to change the name or anything, but it's really not a Pride 48 oriented business. And so I don't want to mix the two. So we'll see. We will see what I do. What else did I do on the weekend? I'm trying to think of what I did. Mark had a race, and it was supposed to be on Saturday, but it ended up not being on Saturday because of the weather. And we were keeping the parents' dog, Tabitha, and she didn't really pee as much as she normally does. I know we always talk about her being a peer. She peed when she first arrived, and there were a couple of moments when she got excited, like when I got the leash out to walk her or something like that. And I'm not even sure. I think that was Mark. Mark got out the leash to walk her and she got excited. I was able to pet her. I was able to let her come up to me and get in my lap on the floor. I was just kind of being very calm and sitting there. I was a little bit nervous about that one because I really didn't want pee in my lap. But I was able to do that. And it's getting better, but she's very needy and very spoiled and just expects to get exactly what she wants. at whatever time. And if she lived with me for a month, I would train that out of her. Because we don't do that. But it was fine. So anyway, I worked a lot on the podcast map. The other project that Mark was like, oh my God, another project. I finished, air quotes, a project this weekend. The contact video for the mix is in 4:3 and it's very grainy and old, et cetera, because it's from an old TV show. And we never have been able to find like that. There's not a modern version of it that we can find. And so I used AI. I used runway.ml, a mixture of runway.ml and ChatGPT to recreate a lot of the video footage from that contact video and then spliced it back together. Now, the graphics and the logos and stuff like that, I still was not able to get good enough versions of those. And so I had to just zoom in on those to get them to the 16:9 format. But it looks a lot better than it did. I'm making progress, and I finished that over the weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.